Hello, thank you for joining me on this National Day of Prayer. And the title of today's post for Giving 15 is The National Day of Prayer. Today is the National Day of Prayer in America. This year's theme is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. Please take some time today to join with others in praying for America. You can visit the National Day of Prayer website for information on how and what to pray. You can use the link here. Also, Intercessors for America is hosting a live prayer time at 12:15 Eastern Time. I strongly encourage joining them. Their website is ifapray.org, and you can use the link. Many cities and states will also be conducting gatherings for prayer, as will local churches. Join with others today and spend some quality time agreeing in prayer for America. I always encourage praying the suggested prayer points and subjects highlighted by the National Day of Prayer Committee and others. On this day, agreement is invaluable. Therefore, in today's post, I simply want to talk about praying for revival or awakening in general. I'm pleased to see the stirring among Americans to stand against evil. Millions of people are now working to make a difference. We need involvement from godly people in every area and at all levels of American life, and this is occurring. People are engaging in local and national government, education, media, entertainment, as well as many other areas, and this must continue. However, as I regularly observe what is taking place in America, I am consistently reminded that without a true revival, a great awakening, call it what you will, these efforts won't be enough. Evil and deception are now entrenched in America at such a thorough and deep level that human effort alone, regardless of how well it is done, won't be enough to save and reform our nation. We must have revival. Why do I say this? When people are truly born again, not a perfunctory prayer to stay out of hell, but genuinely saved, several things occur. God writes His laws in their hearts. They have the mind of Christ. Their spirit comes alive. Holy Spirit takes up residence and speaks to them in their heart. Their conscience is activated and influenced by Holy Spirit. They become children of light versus walking in darkness. These and other changes awaken intuition and common sense. And you have plenty of references here you can look at, biblical references. Obviously, this is a simplified list. Books could be written on all of these subjects. But I'm pointing out that people begin to think differently when they are born again. They perceive things they could not previously see or understand, and their desires are transformed. These transformative changes will need to occur in millions of Americans in order to see the nation effectively transformed. A return of morality and other necessary changes cannot be forced. They must be desired. When speaking of America being saved, I'm always quick to point out the difference between revival and reformation. Don't become confused by differing terminologies. By revival or awakening, I'm referring to Mark 16, 15 through 20 on steroids. Millions being delivered and born again. By reformation, I am referring to Matthew 28, 18 to 20 on a grand scale, resulting in the discipling of a nation. Revival changes the heart. Reformation changes the mind. In the 60s and 70s, America simultaneously experienced the charismatic and Jesus people movements, true revivals. Millions came to Christ. Yet, we had no paradigm for discipling nations, according to Matthew 28. Frankly, the eschatology of most who were part of these movements would have prevented it, even had the paradigm existed. There was such a preoccupation with Christ's imminent return that most evangelicals didn't see the need for impacting the cultural mountains of government, education, etc. The result? The church did Mark 16, work to get people saved. Unbelievers did Matthew 28, worked to disciple and reform the nation. Both succeeded. We experienced revival and lost our nation. Let that sink in. We prepared people for heaven. They took over earth. We planned to leave. They planned to stay. We taught our kids for an hour in Sunday school. They took over our schools and indoctrinated them 5 days a week, all day long. In short, we gave them America. From their positions of leadership, the progressives, liberals, Marxists, secularists, and humanists have had 50 to 60 years to embed their ideals, morals, and philosophies into our nation. They have been successful. God has been rejected, and with him went morality, self-control, the family unit, patriotism, and soundness of mind. We are led by fools, taught by Marxists and globalists, and controlled by evil. In our day, as we become active in speaking out and becoming involved in attempting to reform America, let's not make the opposite mistake of prioritizing that above revival. We must experience both. Revival precedes and empowers reformation. It is reformation's forerunner, preparing the way for its fruit. Reformation codifies revival, multiplying and preserving its fruit. Americans now need radical heart transformation to make possible radical brain transformation. Our actions won't change until our minds change. Our minds won't change until our beliefs change, and our beliefs won't change until our hearts change. God's promises are conditional offers. Let me say that again. God's promises are conditional offers. I do believe America will be saved, not just because God has promised this, but because he is receiving what is required of us. a remnant of believers is praying, which allows him to deliver what he promised. So as you pray today, continue declaring that America will repent, awaken, experience revival, a great Holy Spirit outpouring. Through this, she will be saved and reformed. So let's pray along with millions today, the prayer released by the National Day of Prayer Committee. Jesus, we profess our faith in you. You are the light of the world, and in you there is no darkness. For you are our lamp, O Lord, and our God who lights our darkness. Forgive us for fearing and focusing on the darkness around us instead of being filled with faith and shining like the city on a hill you've called us to be. Forgive us for the times when we have been the absence of light, allowing darkness to dwell in America. Lead us forward to dispel the darkness. Bring light throughout the church, family, education, business, military, government, arts, entertainment, and media. We are saved by grace through faith, released from the darkness that once held us captive, and now free to walk in the newness of life in you. Light dispels darkness and exposes what is hidden and wicked, so we commit to rise and shine. For by you, Lord, we can take courage to run against the enemy, and by our God we can fight the good fight and keep the faith as living lampstands in our communities and country. We fear no evil, for you are with us. Lord, your way is perfect. You lead us on paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word is truth, instructing and inspiring us to live the abundant life you gave when you saved us from the death and destruction of the enemy. Fill us with truth as we read, study, and live your word. God, you are a shield for all those who take refuge in you. As we abide in you and your word abides in us, we take up our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and run boldly into the darkness to lift up the word and light up the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. Try to connect with some others somehow and pray for America again today. And I'll see you tomorrow.